You can close your eyes now and begin breathing deeply and slowly before you let go completely and go into a deep hypnotic state. Just let yourself listen carefully to everything I say to you. It's going to happen naturally, automatically, so you don't need to think about that now. And you have no conscious control over what happens. The muscles in and around your eyes will relax all by themselves as you continue breathing easily and freely without thinking about it. You will soon enter a deep, peaceful hypnotic trance without any effort. There is nothing important for your conscious mind to do. There is nothing really important except the activities of your subconscious mind. And that can be just as automatic as dreaming. You are responding well. Without noticing it, you've already altered your rate of breathing. You're breathing much more easily and freely. You can relax and enjoy everything that I say to you. Your subconscious mind can hear, even when I whisper. And you're continuing to drift into a more detached state as you examine your own mind. We love this part. Examining your secrets, your feelings, sensations, and behavior you didn't know you had. And even more, isn't it? Those secret desires, those things you want and need to experience, those perversions that I find so delightful. Examining your thoughts, being aware of who you are, and at the same time letting go completely. Your own mind is solving that problem at your own pace, just as quick as it feels you are ready. You continue becoming more relaxed and comfortable as you sit there with your eyes closed. As you experience that deepening comfort, you don't have to move. You don't have to talk. You don't have to let anything bother you. All you have to do is obey. Your own inner mind can respond automatically to everything I tell you. And you're going to be so surprised how deep we go as we progress. You're getting much closer now already to this deep hypnotic trance. And you are beginning to realize that you don't care whether or not you're going into a deep trance. It feels natural and right. Being in this peaceful state enables you to open your mind and your body to all kinds of new experiences. Being deep is always very enjoyable, very pleasant, calm, peaceful, completely relaxing experience. It's good for you. All good things. All good things come from Mistress. And it seems natural, doesn't it, that you're here again with me, open, willing, obeying. Good feelings pour into you. You'll always enjoy this sensation of being under my spell. And all the other sensations that automatically come from this wonderful experience. as you continue experiencing progressive understanding on your part of who you are, of what you are, of where your place is. You are learning a lot about yourself. You're developing your tricks to enter hypnosis faster. You're using those gifts that Mistress has given to you. You are a clever boy. You're doing some of this without knowing it. The others you do with the help of those gifts of triggers and tokens, always practicing, always obedient to your Mistress, your Goddess, your Empress, because I am the one that owns your mind. And maybe even your heart. We are going to travel deeper in by going down a beautiful staircase. There are 100 steps leading down and around. And although you can't see the bottom of the stairs from here, you know somehow there's something amazing waiting at the bottom of the stairs just for you. Or perhaps this isn't your first trip to the staircase that takes you to that wonderful hallway full of doors, each one leading to a different pleasure. Notice the staircase, notice the carpet if there is one. And if so, see how it's a perfect shade of your favorite color. The color that always makes you think of me. Or perhaps the stairs are made of marble or wood. If so, that's okay. That's all right. On either side of the staircase is a beautiful firm banister that makes you feel safe and secure and able to take this journey down. The banister is smooth and polished, and you place your hand on it. On each step are the numbers going down from 100, and they go all the way down to 0. And somehow you know the deeper down you go, the more comfortable and the more relaxed you will become. And you really want to walk down those stairs. And you intuitively know that each step and every step down will take you into a wonderful feeling of obedience and relaxation and comfort and openness. So get ready now to begin walking down those stairs. That is, if you haven't already started. And you are going down, down, and down, and down, and down, stepping deeper and deeper, down, down the steps, each one taking you into this wonderful feeling, calm, comforted. And the deeper you go, the more comfortable and relaxed you become. Each step down, a chance to show your obedience. You might even decide to let the stairs fade away before you reach the bottom. And if you do, that's fine. It just means you're so eager. Good. You are relaxing more and more with each step down, going further and further down into comfort and relaxation and obedience. Continue walking down as I'm quiet for a few moments. At times, you might even feel that you are floating down. Thank you. Good. Now bring your attention back to my voice and look down at the numbers, noticing how close you are to the bottom already. Continue walking down, down into obedience, down into trance, down closer to pleasure or punishment. We'll see. Deeper and deeper, open and obedient. Good feelings pour over you as you continue down those stairs. And when you reach the bottom of the staircase, just step into a beautiful, luxurious hallway and let the stairs and the ordinary, everyday world just fade away. You're very deeply relaxed now. So very deeply and comfortably relaxed from the top of your head all the way down, deeper down to the tips of the toes. Every nerve, every cell, every fiber of your body, every consciousness is deeply and comfortably relaxed. And you're relieved to finally be here, ever closer to your destination. One of these very special rooms along this hallway. You will pass through the bath. It is the door open to you. Step into the room. Close the door behind you. Now take a long, deep breath in. Hold and breathe it all out. Ready? You remember this feeling of being clean, open and ready for whenever I snap my fingers 3 times and say ready. You know that your mind and body have been cleaned and prepared for whatever Empress desires next. It is your anchor, your trigger, skin glowing, smelling wonderful, eager to take that next step. There are 2 doors available today. Leading from our bath. 2 choices after you've become clean. Look at the doors. See how each one is almost the same. Perhaps they're wooden or steel, brass latches, or clear crystal knobs. You choose which door you want to enter next. Imagine yourself opening the door and stepping through, and you go deeper, eager and ready, because you love following my daydreams. You love the shared headspace that I invite you into. It is my reality, my rules. You are my guest, my co-creator, my devoted subject, and my focus. My muse, welcome into this room. Today, you've picked this one. Are you wondering if it looks like the other rooms? Why did this door attract you? Are you hoping for release or for further frustration? Or maybe it isn't frustration at all. Perhaps it is the warmth of obedience, the refraining that you absolutely love, the constant arousal and warm feeling of needing, wanting. That's okay. I like that. You like that. So you step into the room and you assume your waiting pose. Kneeling on the floor. Kneel. Start with your knees together and then find a comfortable width as you spread them apart. If needed, you can put your knees together again and spread them out once more to find what feels right to you. The tops of the feet are flat against the floor. Your bottom can rest on your calves, or you can choose to be upright. Back straight. Head held high with your eyes lowered. Your hands rest palm upward on your thighs. This is how you wait for me. When I enter the room, you move to the bed on your stomach. I want you to rub against the bed and to let penis of yours, or is it mine? Does it belong to Empress? I want it hard and ready, that cock. Which word do you prefer? Doesn't matter. After waiting for release, I think. I know you'll choose any word that your Empress wants for it. Junk, rod, fuckstick, penis. That word pleases me for today, for this session. Rub against the bed. No hands allowed. Rub until it's hard. Pause the file if you need to, but don't you dare flip over until it's ready for me to see. Hump that bed like a good boy. And then, when it is hard, flip onto your back, legs apart but straight. One hand on that penis, stroking, and the other hand. Oh, that hand, it wanders from your navel to your neck, back and forth, and then down to the thigh and grabs and squeezes it. Squeeze it hard. Squeeze it the way you know I would want you to do it. I know you've been thinking about me, because I've been making sure that you can't concentrate on anything else. I've kept you on your toes, and I've kept your mind. All the little triggers I have, all the little tools I can use to have your mind ready for anything I dream up for us. For us, always for us, isn't it? Isn't it, love? A shared pleasure. Even though you know I don't actually need you, do I? This is an unbalanced relationship, you and me. You need me, otherwise, well, you wouldn't be here. But I, well, I don't need all of you, do I? A handful of special obedient ones would be enough. Are you one of the special ones? Are you sure? Stop touching. Oh, did you find yourself close? Or do you have some self-control today? Is it fun to show off this way, knowing that I'm watching you in this special room, on this bed? Go ahead, touch again. Stroke. Now I want you to thank me for letting you stroke. Repeat after me. Thank you, Empress, for letting me stroke. Good. Go a bit faster now. Reward yourself. Now repeat. Thank you, Empress, for allowing me to be your show. Be your show. Oh, you like that? Or not? Maybe you're feeling shy, and it means we need to come here again and again. You're not allowed inhibitions in this space. Okay, pet, I will now give you 20 generous seconds to reach the edge. 20 seconds, and then you back off again. So let's get ready. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Oh, that's it. Now back off. Did you fuck it up? Did you come? You know you'll have to tell me, and we'll need to address that properly. Or, did you please me this time and keep control? Hands off that penis, stop stroking. Just rub your body for me. Let me see all the places that you want my hands to touch. Is that good? Now grab my toy again, that penis, and start stroking. Fast now. Don't stop stroking as you change positions for me. Over onto the front, ass up in the air, one hand stretched right up, and the other one between your legs, of course. Lots of opportunity for some start and stop edging, isn't it? Let's do our 20 seconds again. That was fun. Get ready. 20. 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, one. All right, back up again. Now, down, flat against the bed. So that penis is rubbing against the mattress. Let's imagine a massage. The feeling of hands on your back. Rubbing. Pressing. Upper back, and then traveling down your spine along your sides, almost to your bottom, and up again, out your arms, squeezing and massaging. Allow to rub through this and grind against the bed, your face against the bed or the pillow. Let's do 20 seconds again to reach that edge, and then back off again. Are you getting desperate? Have you been desperate? 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 10. Breathe, dear one. You can do this for me. Now change positions and don't stop touching that penis of yours. On your knees and upright. Perhaps leaning forward with a hand on the wall, just playing and stroking and rising up close to the edge. And then stop and focus on breathing. Can you do this for me? two or three times, quickly to the edge and back off again. Well done. Do you need more slippery wetness lube? I provided it for you like a good owner. I take care of you. Say thank you, Empress. Now both hands down around your cock. Your hands go where I want them to go. Still kneeling on this bed, these hands. They make you feel what I want you to feel. They obey me. You obey me. They make you feel good or bad, to use and abuse you as I need. Stroking, tugging, pulling, jerking. Is this what you need? Okay, stroke in whatever way feels good now. I'm not going to forget about what has you really so excited. I'm going to remember, and I'm going to make sure that you remember what has helped keep your mind so focused on this opportunity. This opportunity for excitement and pleasure and for release. Do you want that release, pet? If you want release, you can probably have it, but not yet. We're going to find a good spot where you're very excited and very close first. Can you do that for me? In a little while, once you've entertained me, once you've let me watch you, you will hear a bell. When you hear that sound, you'll have your own time to play. So after you hear the first bell, go ahead and play. Make yourself feel amazing for me. Find that peak of your excitement, but you will not finish. You will not come. If you hear the bell again, then I will count from 1 to 10. Yeah, that's right, Pet. You'll have 10 seconds to finish. 10 seconds to find that orgasm that you crave. I want you to stay as excited as possible up until and if you hear that second bell. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten. Oh, lucky, lucky you. Lovely you. You needed this. I know what you need, and I give it to you. Find your center again. Breathe deep. Recover. When you wake from this deep state, you'll remember the feelings from this room, but you'll let go of any concerns about pain or punishments. This room is for sensations, and fear was only a sensation lasting a brief moment, used by your Empress to heighten your experience. You're always safe. You will wake knowing that you are very safe with me. Always, always, always. Empress gives you good things and takes care of you. All thoughts of fear or sadness fade away, as impossible to grasp as the morning fog. They're all gone, all away. Sensations are welcome, always used for your pleasure and my pleasure and our pleasure. You will awake back to the mundane in the spot where you started this trip. This door will be locked. The hallway door will be locked. The door to the staircase is also locked. We will return here again, of course, my dear. Counting now from 1 to 5, you will wake or choose to sleep deeper, whichever suits you best. But you will not stay in this place without me. 1, slowly waking up. 2, feeling warm, good and happy. 3, room fading now. 4, all sensation back to your body, thoughts complete. 5, back to the mundane, filled with warm, good feelings of time with Empress.